Pits, everybody. Welcome to the Backup Girls official podcast. I am sitting with Emily Smith. That is the bug for the Back in Black.
Guys, Emily here. We're so excited to bring this podcast to you guys, give you your behind the scenes view of the world of bugs.
The true, what did they say? The true power?
The true power of drag racing.
The true power of drag racing, which reminds me, let's give the ultimate shout out to Kingdom Media Company for our awesome intro that you guys heard. And that is, they still, you know, work with us behind the scenes on things that we need, helping us be successful.
Any help that you guys need social media wise with marketing or even just advice, go ahead and follow them. They've been a huge help to us and we still use their help to this day.
They're awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, let's jump into this. So Emily and I have started a, what do we have? We have Facebook, we've got Instagram, we've got TikTok, Pinterest,
every social media that you can think of, pretty much we have, and we run for the Backup Girls official page.
Yes, our logo says that on there, so it is easy to find. All the handles are the same. You want to talk about a little bit about what we're doing on that page and with the podcast?
So the whole reason that we started the Backup Girls official was actually Kingdom Media Company reached out to us and asked if Bonnie and I would be interested in running the pages for them. Well, handing the pages over to us and us running them. And basically the whole goal of us doing all this is we just want to give a little bit of a more of a spotlight and a highlight to all the wonderful ladies and gentlemen that make these drag racing teams go down the track. And you know, everybody knows them for wearing their cool outfits on the track, but behind that is an actual person that has an actual life, and we want to highlight that and let people get a little behind the scenes look at what it really takes to be part of one of these drag racing teams. And we just want to be able to highlight all of these wonderful people that work behind the scenes. And although they might be in front of the camera, there's so much more that goes on behind it. And so that's why we're here, is to kind of share more of the background of, you know, not only what it takes to be part of a race team, but, you know, a little bit of a history behind the cars and the people that are involved in them. And, you know, give you an idea of what it's like if you've never been a part of this team. It's so much more than just putting on a pretty outfit and going down the track.
I would say the bonus is getting to put on the pretty outfit or costume or whatever they
whatever
choose.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right, right, exactly. Whatever you want to call it, that I think that's like the bonus part of it. But
that's
like you said, the behind the scenes kind of thing, and also getting to know them outside the track as well.
Because these, you know, like I said before, these are more than just pretty faces on a track. These are actual people too that have lives outside of the racetrack. And as much as our lives revolve around what we see at the racetrack and how we interact with them and, you know, race cars, you know, we like to learn more about these people. And I've gotten to know some pretty amazing people in the short time that I've been involved in it. So we just thought we'd share it with the world.
I also think when it comes to the series that you and I are both involved in, which is the Funny Car Chaos series, and the people from the other teams that you've gotten to meet and grown close to, like they honestly become family.
Absolutely. I've met people just in the last couple of years at Funny Car Chaos that I'm closer to than some of my actual family members.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
It's definitely so much more than just what you see, you know, on the live stream or the pictures that the photographers post.
Yes, 100%. And I will say too, I have, I'm sure later in the season we'll dive like more into this, but when we talk like family and getting to know people and the atmosphere that Funny Car Chaos brings, it's because I married into this. Like I was not born into racing. I did like basketball and soccer and cheerleading and things like that. And when it comes to this, if you need something, your car's broke and it needs a part. Or just here recently, like the last race in Ennis, I wasn't able to be there on Thursday when Shane was testing and Mama Jo stepped in. And if Mama Jo wasn't there, like you would have stepped in. It's a big family. We want to see everybody succeed. Even though you are my competition, we still want to see everybody succeed to the full ability that they can. And that to me is just, it's mind blowing because it is a competition. And you know, you think about
competition,
like
competition, but everybody wants to help each other get to that finish line.
Yes, to get to the finish line. Because if you think about it, like you're playing basketball and the best player on the other team forgets their shoes and you have an extra pair. In reality, are you going to give that girl the pair of shoes that you have? No. You want her to sit the bench. You don't want her to play
in drag racing. Yeah. But in drag racing, if you have that one part that's just failed catastrophically, because we've done this for you guys before when we were racing in Eddyville and Shane needed a jet for the car and he came over, and I'm pretty sure he still has that jet in the car today.
Do you guys need that back? Do we need to call him in here?
I don't think so. I think I would have probably been sent to go get it by now.
I didn't even know that. See, yeah. And this is what I love about you and I doing this is because you are so much more like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like everything. Like you get it. You get the mechanical side of it. You get the outside of it. And I'm over here like, I mean, for the longest time I called the chassis the roll cage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the difference between me and you. You married into it and I was born into it.
You were born into it.
I've been around this or something similar to this literally since the day I came out of my mom's belly. So,
yes. And that is what I absolutely love about the fact that you are sitting here and you are like the most stunning woman, hardworking, which by the way, folks, we will interview Emily because her story is amazing. And she's a welder like Monday through Friday. Oh. And then like, that's what she does. Just fascinating.
I like to say that I'm living my Hannah Montana life because, you know, I work, you know, 50 plus hour weeks during the week in the welding shop where I'm literally the only girl in the shop that does this. And then on the weekends, I get to go to the drag strip and put on my sparkly outfits and curl my hair. And, you know, it's the best of both worlds. I get to do them both. And I have so much fun doing both of them.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I mean, we have pictures of you like welding on cars at the pits too, or anything that they're needing. So that you will definitely get interviewed. Oh, mom over here, stay at home mom. Like nobody wants to hear that.
That's part of what I love about it too, is we are so like, I don't want to say polar opposites, but in terms of our lives, we live very different lives.
Very different lives.
But we have this one thing that brings us together that we're fairly close. We're pretty good friends now. So.
Oh, 100%. And see, that's another reason, like explaining why we are doing this podcast is because if you saw a picture of Emily, you would just be like, tall glass of water. It's the legs for days. Gorgeous, like everything, whole package. And then it's like, what? She's a welder, you know, and we have many women in our series that are just fascinating and we want the world to hear it. Like,
or even the women that get their pictures taken and people ask, oh, what's her boyfriend's name that drives the car? And then you're like, no, she drives the car.
Yeah. She drives the car.
She's the one that runs this show.
Right. We, with Pamela running our car in Ennis, somebody was at the starting line and was like, that's awesome, your son or something like that. And Shane turned around and was like, my daughter. And they were like, what?
And my daughter could whoop your son's ass.
All day, every day.
Absolutely. So
that's kind of like the gist that we're doing here. You guys get to see the pictures. You get to watch the live streams. But to give you an inside and outside scoop of not just, you know, because we have Justin. And what was it that somebody said the other day? They said backup guide.
Yeah, BUG doesn't just stand for backup girl. It's backup guide. It's anybody who gets in front of that car, whether it's a funny car, fuel altered, front engine dragster, anything, pro mod car. And they're the one that the driver has trusted to guide them to the spot where they need to be. Now, whether or not they're wearing go-go boots and glittery shorts or a full gladiator costume, a bug is a bug, and they have a job to do. And they're going to do that job, and they're going to do it to the best of their abilities. And it doesn't matter whether you're a boy or a girl, or you're wearing the pretty outfits, or you're just wearing regular clothes.
I mean, there are sometimes I get out there and I'm like sweatpants, tank top.
Absolutely.
Like there are just days where I'm like, no. But again, it's a job and there's more to it than just standing there in a costume.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and whether or not I feel like putting on the sparkly boots and the pretty outfits is not going to affect my ability to do that. I'm going to do it either way. It's just a matter of how I want to look when I do it.
100%. And I will say I am and have been having fun with it, because let me tell you, folks, when I first started this whole bug thing, Shane was driving for Randy Meyer, and I was scared shitless. I was just scared shitless. But he also ran NHRA. And
it's one thing when you're racing for yourself, and another thing when you're racing for somebody else, and it's not just your name you have on the line.
Right.
It's this whole team of people.
And I mean, like I said, I married into this. We, like, the first time I did it, I don't even think we were married yet. And I wore like shorts to my knees. And at the time, Smart Chicken sponsored us. And that was like, you know, the big joke was like, that's one Smart Chicken down there. But I would wear their jersey, and it was just like complete opposite of now. And then, you know, I have like a little mini me that I get to have match
me. You have your own personal Barbie doll.
I do. And she's, you know, 8, but she's the size of a 12-year-old. So we get to.
The size of me. We wear the same size clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're pretty much probably at the same size foot too. So
she has bigger feet than I do.
Does she?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Dang. See, and this is okay. Here's another point, fact, like to just elaborate on our series. Like my daughter goes to your trailer and hangs out with you, and like, you know her. I didn't even know that. I mean, like, yeah, we all look after each other. We're all family. That's just like another thing that I want to hit on.
Well, yeah, especially since I have, you know, grown up around this sport, I know what it's like to be the kid at the track that nobody wants around them because they want to be able to hang out with the adults and have their fun time. And so I've kind of made myself like, God, cool
Stacey would never
kid.
Do that to you.
Oh, yeah. My mom would send me away and say, I need to have time with the big kids.
Oh, yeah, but I feel that one in my soul, too.
I've tried my best to not necessarily reach for the kids, but make myself available to them to where, you know, if they want to hang out with somebody other than their parents at the pit, they can, you know, take a step away and their parents know that they can trust me to keep their kids safe. Because I do, you know, Lane and PB will come over all the time, and then Piper Joe will come over, and they'll bring all their friends. And I think gets a little confused when he sees a gang of, you know, 6 to 12-year-olds just hanging out in the pit. But I like to say that it's I'm creating my army in case I need them to go kick someone's butt for me.
Oh, they'll absolutely do that. 100%.
Absolutely.
And I think too, like sitting here just like reading the notes that we were discussing earlier, Funny Car Chaos is getting bigger and bigger every year.
Every year. We've surpassed this last season, 2023 season. They had over 200 drivers compete in the Funny Car Chaos since it started in 2017.
That is, I mean, weren't you born in 2017? Close.
My gosh, shut up. Shut up.
And it's just, I think that's another like exciting stamp for us, is because it's still quote unquote new, but it is getting so big. Like Chris and Tara have done one hell of a job, and the way
they've been so successful that they started a whole separate series just for Nitro Cars because they had such a demand for two separate series. So now you've got some of the Nitro Chaos people that run Funny Car Chaos because there's more Funny Car Chaos events, but you get people like Randy Myers that was coming out, and people from literally the East Coast to the West Coast to overseas in Sweden,
yes,
that are coming over and racing with us. And
well,
it's
you
crazy.
Guys had people from Scotland this weekend in your pits.
Yes, and they actually met Todd and Alex at a race in California at the March meet race, like back in the day before they started Racing Chaos. And they've stayed in touch and they're talking about hopefully bringing their car out. They have a gasser car, an Anglia, the Flying Pfeiffer. I believe it's an Anglia. I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's called the Flying Pfeiffer. And they came out to the Chaos and they said that it is one of, if not the coolest events that they've ever been to. And they are hoping to come out to another one later this year.
That would be awesome. One of the gentlemen was talking to me in you guys' pits. Very strong Scottish accent. Like, you
Colin.
have got to pay attention when they speak because I was like, yeah, huh? Yeah, okay, what? Huh? Okay, say it again. And he was just like, we're cheering on Todd and this, that, and another. And I said, well, that's great news because we don't race Todd, so you can cheer for us. And he just like started laughing. But I didn't know that's, you know, how you guys met. And they were. I don't want to say because I don't know, so I don't want to like speak out of text. His outfit, his is that?
His kilt,
Thank you.
yes.
Is that?
He wore his traditional Scottish kilt,
Yes, there you are.
as a good luck charm for us this weekend. And it was awesome because one, how many times in your life have you seen somebody wearing a kilt? And two, how many times have you seen someone wearing a kilt at the drag strip
I was fixing to
working
say
around a
at
car?
the drag strip, working on the car on the starting line. Never. Never. And that's what, like, I mean, I feel like the whole series brings like anybody and everybody.
There was also people that came over just to spectate, just to watch the race from England.
Really?
Yes.
Did I know this? I don't
Because
know
they
if I
came
knew
by the
this.
pit too, because they knew Colin and his wife Lynn, and they run a funny car over in England at St. Apod Dragway. And so they're talking about now they want to bring their car over here, hopefully, for a chaos race.
That is insane. Can you imagine? Yep, think I'm just gonna bring, like, how do you bring a car over?
In a shipping container on a boat, on a really big boat,
Across the old
and
pond.
yeah, just a couple thousand miles, you know.
No big deal. That's intense.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely, that's one for the books. I want to see that. I want to make that happen. I want to help make that happen.
Think they take the cake for longest travel time to a race.
Golly, that's crazy. So yeah, like just the funny car chaos is getting big. That's how Emily and I met, and crossed each other's paths, which bravo God on doing that one. And we are a part of something that's getting bigger and bigger, and we are so excited. I personally didn't, again, I married into this. I didn't know the whole thing. And then I feel like, especially, I don't, you know more about this than I do, but like, I feel like the Chaos series, when it comes to the bugs, we kind of do go back to like Pam Hardy.
Well, absolutely. They have the Hot Rod Reunion and the March Meet out in California, which is another big nostalgia deal. It's probably the biggest one out there that's been going for the longest, because I grew up going out there, going to those races all the time. My parents would go out all the time too.
Which is in
And
California.
yeah, and
Yes.
at Famoso in Bakersfield, California. And so you still get the girls that wear the go-go boots, and a lot of the gasser ladies really throw it back with like the 60s
Oh, I
style
love
clothing.
seeing their outfits.
And they always look so fabulous. And a lot of the, March Meet and Hot Rod Reunion ladies have kind of gone a little bit more, I don't want to say modern with it, but they wear more of like the pointed toe chunky boots or the stilettos instead of the go-go boots. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because they all look absolutely amazing, but I feel like Chaos is the only place where you'll like consistently see the go-go boots with the funny cars.
Okay. That makes sense. So the original, apparently, that again, I'm learning as I go every day, but the original kind of person that, not that we go off of, but that started this, started the trend, like set it up for us. And
She is the OG bug.
the OG bug is Jungle Pam, and she backed up Jungle Jim back in the,
The
what did you
days.
say?
Yeah, back in the 70s, and it was her boyfriend that she was dating was on Jungle Jim's car, and she got roped into backing him up, and she is one of, if not probably the most iconic backup lady ever of drag racing. And even to this day, people still, you know, she still comes to events and signs autographs, and she's always got a huge line of people waiting to talk to her, because she's just, like, without any other way to say it, she's truly iconic in every sense of the word with drag racing.
Yes. Yes. Like, you, if you are searching drag racing, she's going to pop up somewhere. 100%. You look up
backup girls, I guarantee you the first 15 photos will be photos of her.
Of Jungle Pam with her headlights on.
Her headlights on and her Daisy Dukes.
The Daisy all the way Dukes. Up. Oh, yes. So, and there are some, like, shit, what was, like, the Daisy Dukes with, like, a wife beater.
The halter tops that right. tied around the neck.
Halter tops, yes.
Whatever it was short shorts with somewhat see-through shirts that were, like, a little bit sheer with no bra.
None. And then some pictures you'll see of her, though, here we are with, like, go-go boots and stuff, and she'll have, like, open-toed wedges on.
Wedges, yeah. Like 4.5, 5-inch tall platform wedges.
Bravo. Like, I got to make sure I'm, like, running. I can run slash, I mean, Shane backs up slower nowadays, so it's kind of nice. But if I'm going to twist my ankle, it's not going to be on the racetrack. It ain't happening.
I give her major props for that, because I am very fortunate with Alex backs up very slowly. So I don't have to run at all unless I go too far down and I need to catch up to him.
He used to book it. Yeah, and
he,
Bob Alberti, who I also back up, he always books it. And he loves a good burnout. So I've gotten to the point when it comes to Bob, I'm like, this is where I'll meet you. You do your long burnout. And then I'm going to stay right here. And then once you start to pass me, then I will. But he now books it. But yeah, no, Singleton does not like quick backups. So luckily, and it's funny because we call him Slauson. So Slauson has slowed it down. So yeah, that's kind of where the whole backup outfits kind of came. And she set the standard and all of that. And I don't know where or who or when, but we kind of put our own, like everybody, I feel like all the girls and guys, like they put their own little twist on it and of like matching the car, the car's color. So every car is named something different. There's meaning behind all of them. And we kind of go with either the theme or the colors. And sometimes it's not the easiest.
No.
To try to
but
find something.
Everybody, for the most part, everybody does their best to either, you know, match the car's colors or, you know, a specific design that's on the car. Like, I know we have flames on the front of both of our cars. So yes. I'll wear stuff that has flames on it. Or, you know, my boyfriend, Alex Barker, his car is orange and blue. It's black with orange flames up the front. It's got a blue stripe down the side. So luckily that's pretty easy to match, but Some of the cars out there have some pretty interesting paint schemes out there, but the girls still do an amazing job.
Oh, absolutely. And this past weekend, we did the bug competition in Ennis for our season starter. And hands down, the absolute best. Like, they all brought their A games. There was no...
I'm so glad we did not enter it because we would have been so embarrassed standing next to them because they looked so good. Every single one of them
amazing.
Put on like pretty much almost full Halloween costume style outfits. They weren't cheesy, but they were just so intricate that it's like the only other place you would see an outfit like this would be at a Halloween party.
Right.
And they were just so cool.
I know of two that were like homemade from scratch. And
like literally each individual stone was placed onto the outfit. It was sewn together by hand.
They did phenomenal. We had a great outcome and I'm super pleased. Like, I think everybody had fun, and but I'm telling you, our girls bring the A game. Like,
they definitely don't make it easy for us to, they don't make it easy for anyone to stand out, because they are all so outstanding in their outfits and their creativity. And every time we come to a race, you know, a lot of the girls will try to bring out a new outfit or a new combination that they hadn't before. And it's just every time I'm more and more amazed with, like, the things that they come up with.
I started, I don't know, what was it, like 2 years ago now? Like, change every run. So how it works is we have three qualifying passes. And then if you keep going rounds, you have three more, like, times you go down the strip. Your car will go down the strip. So in a weekend,
six rounds total.
And I started changing outfits for every pass. And it's exhausting.
I don't know how you do it.
When you have, especially an 8-year-old daughter. Yeah. Because, and there are times
who matches,
like,
with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Who matches me. And like I said, now that, like, she's grown, I mean, she grows all the time, obviously, but, like, I can buy, like, adult small. So it's like, we do match sometimes, like, to the T, instead of, you know, well, this kind of looks like this and this kind of looks like that.
Instead of being coordinated, it's y'all coordinate.
There you go.
Thing.
Yes. And so it gets exhausting. I'm not going to lie. I love it though. Because again, you know, I'm a stay at home mom. So right now I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. My hair's up. Like, this is when I get to, like, have fun and wear things that I, even if I was going out to dinner with my girlfriends. So, but yeah, like you said, these girls brought these things out and it's fun to see. I sometimes get excited to see people obviously run their car and stuff, but until, like, engines are started, I am more excited to see the outfits. Like, and honestly, when we are in the staging lanes, I'm like, all right, this car's pulling up. Where's their butt? There she is. Okay. And it's fun because, especially like the first race of the season, it's like everybody usually pulls out the big guns with those. And so they're just like,
well, and I know if our girls are anything like me, which I know they are, I've been doing an insane amount of online shopping during the off season, because what are you going to do when you're not racing the race car? You're going to get ready for racing the race car. And for me, that's getting my outfits ready for the year. And so I had this, like, stockpile of clothes that I wanted to wear on the track. So this race, I did change every single round. And like I said, I don't know how you do that every single race, because it was a lot. But I know that all these ladies, too, have been getting ready for the year. So we might have got a taste of it this weekend, but I know the rest of the year,
it's
just going to keep getting better.
It's going to get better. 100%. It's going to get better. Yeah. So that's a little dabble. And when you hear from, you know, the bugs of the Funny Car Chaos, we'll ask them as well, like, inspiring behind their outfits and how they pick them and things like that. And it's funny because the very first time we did this, we started in 2020 and it was in Mocan. And one of my good girlfriends, Jessica Lewis, was like, you can win money, because they used to every race have a, like, best dressed bug. And she was like, you just match the car. So she started sending me, like, links of where she got her stuff and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, what? No, stop. I can't do this. I'm not going to do that. Really, the last time I backed up a car, I look like a tennis mom. Nothing wrong with tennis moms. I'm just saying I had, like, long tennis shorts on. It was not anything now what it's like. And so I dressed up and I had this mustard yellow bodysuit and I had sequin shorts and these go-go boots. I looked like, because especially the old body of our car was mustard yellow and then red and black. There was some red in there. And so I was like, I look like a Kansas City cheerleader. Like, what is happening? Like, people don't wear this. This is not real life. Because I had never been to one until this. And we get there and I get Pamela in her little matching outfit and everything else. And we're out there and not one other lady was dressed like me. I'm not even kidding. And I looked around and I'm like, and mind you, like Lane was in 2020, he was like 1.5. So I still had my baby weight. I'm very uncomfortable, but I'm trying to rock this. And I'm like, this is a joke. Like I'm getting punked. So I literally call her and I'm like, you're joking. And she was like, no, I'm not. And she like started sending me pictures when they ran in Funny Car from Mocan and all the things. And she's like, I promise, I promise. And I was like, there's not one other person here dressed like this. And she was like, oh my, she felt so bad. I laugh about it now, but like,
I could imagine how mortified you
I was
were
so in. Mortified, but they did. They had a flyer up and everything. And they were like best dressed and this, that, another. And I'm just like, okay, well, this is awkward. And we're the laughing stock of the group because there ain't nobody else like this. You know what I mean? Like there were other women out there, but they were in shorts and a t-shirt and, you know, their team jersey on and things like that. But it was, and now it's like, if nobody does dress up, everybody's like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? What's
exactly.
wrong?
Exactly. I was going to say, if you're not dressed up, it's like, what's wrong? Like, are you okay? Like,
do you need to borrow my boots? Like, where are we at
yeah,
with
like,
this?
Girl, come to the trailer. I've got stuff you can borrow. Like, come on. You got to.
Like, bug meeting. We need to get this person dressed. So,
yeah,
that was my very first experience. And I was just like, awesome. Like, waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come around the corner and be like, punked. Joke's on you.
And my first experience was a polar opposite of that because I had no idea about the dressing up. Like, obviously, I knew who Jungle Pant was, but my very first Chaos race in 2022, March of 2022, Alex didn't tell me about all of that. And I had never, well, I had been.
Is that when him and Shane both won?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was October in it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's when it was the two-parter. So that race.
We had golf cart gate. Yes, I remember now.
Yeah. So I had no idea what to expect. I was just coming to help my friend back up his car because he asked me to back up his car for him. And so I showed up in literally a boat racing t-shirt and athletic shorts in my Vans. And I had a baseball hat on because it was super sunny. Like hair up in a messy bun, like thrown back. And then I look on the track and I see, well, for one, you were there.
I was.
And I saw that was, it was the year following the largest bug contest ever before we had ours. So
oh,
there was
Jaggers
all
that
the
we
hype.
Beat.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, not sorry, Jagger.
Not sorry, buddy.
But it was like right after that. So there was still a lot of like hype with y'all around that. And so everybody was dressed up except for me. And I was mortified because I felt so underdressed and unprepared. And I was like, I didn't know. I wasn't told. So when I came back for October Innis, the Stampede of Speed race where Alex and Shane both won, I had the sparkly shorts and the go-go boots.
I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to be prepared this time. And I was.
I love it. I don't remember the. I just remember you with the long old legs. What was that?
Because the first race, I looked like somebody's kid that snuck onto the track and not somebody that was part of a race crew.
Snuck on the track. No. I got this one. I'm going to back up this one.
Don't worry, guys. I got this. I'll handle it.
I'll handle it. I know what I'm doing in my baseball cap. Watch out.
I wasn't even wearing one of Alex's shirts. Like, it wasn't a crew shirt. It wasn't, like, one of their, like, t-shirts that they had. I literally showed up. I was wearing athletic shorts, like, Walmart athletic shorts, my lace-up Vans tight as I possibly could because the track was so sticky, and I was petrified that it was going to rip them off of my feet.
That track is always so sticky.
Yeah, which is a blessing and a curse. And then I was wearing one of my boat racing t-shirts that said something about burning $100 bills like it's nothing, then you're ready for nitro. Like, I looked so out of place compared to everybody else. And I felt like the kid at recess that sits at the lunch table by themselves.
But look at you now.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
I'm running the playground now.
That's right. You're in our sandbox, folks. You are in our sandbox.
Welcome. We hope you stay a while.
We hope you stick around and watch till the end. Okay, so we have announced, so we have Baton Rouge next in Louisiana. That's next week. So
at the time of filming this, we're actually 5 days post Ennis and we are 7 days pre Baton Rouge. So we've got pretty quick turnarounds going on here. And I don't know about y'all, but we got some work to do on the car before we get back out there.
Yeah. You're not the only one. And I don't think we are the only one. Absolutely, yeah, Chris not. Really stacked it on us.
We've got 2 weeks between Ennis and Baton Rouge, and then 2 weeks between Baton Rouge and Odessa, and then it starts to space out a little bit more.
And then it starts to space out. So if you guys have already started following us on all our social media platforms, you will see that we are having a best dressed contest-ish. It is a contest, but we aren't doing how we did in Ennis, where we lined up the girls, they introduced ourselves, all the things like that. But we are theming them. We thought it would be fun, mix it up. We've had some amazing sponsors step up and wanting to do the best dress again. So we started out Baton Rouge with $100 from Karen and Kathy for the best dressed. And so I spoke with those ladies and I was just like, what do you think about us like theming Q3? And they thought it was fantastic. And so Emily and I got together and brainstormed and we came up with, since we'll be in Louisiana, it's going to be Mardi Gras. So Q3 only, the girls and guys will be bringing their best Mardi Gras that they can while they back up their car. And again, Emily and I are going to have somebody judge, and then that judge will report back to us and we will give them. But we started out with $100, and then Jeff, who we like to call Cuckoo, and then little Marky Mark, they both threw in $100. So Baton Rouge is already up to $300 for the best dress. So that's super exciting. And then
we also have the $100 from Kathy and them for Odessa. And then I had a sponsor that, yes, asked to remain anonymous, that came to me in Ennis and handed me $200 and said, here, put this towards another one of the contests. So now we also have $300 for the Odessa race as well, which we will be announcing the theme
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Well, so technically it'll be Friday, but then when this drops, it'll already have been announced. So,
oh, I hope everybody's excited for Denim and Diamonds, because I know I sure am. I already have my outfit planned with pieces that I already have in my closet, which makes it even better.
Even better.
Even better. So I can't wait to see what everybody puts together at every event. We've got some super fun themes, and I've got a really fun outfit for Albuquerque that I have planned, and I can't wait to see everybody's reactions.
The bus stop got denied.
The bus stop did get denied, and if you don't know the story, you don't want to know the story. You do
not.
You've probably heard it if you've been around our pits.
I was going to say, and if you're listening for the first time, which it will be everybody's first time, but make your way over to Emily's and Alex's pit to get the story. Yeah, so we're theming every race when we get people, because, I mean, that's what's also fun about doing this whole bug thing, too, is they're there for the racing. Well, I mean, we have merch that also, by the way, everybody is, we have merch for sale, but you, I'm actually wearing my sweatshirt.
I'm wearing my sweatshirt currently, the matching ones that we have. Yes. I'm wearing mine right now too.
The most softest, comfortablest, best, like not too hot, not too cold, but, the came for the chaos, stayed for the bugs, and everybody loves the bugs. Everybody, I know everybody's there to watch racing and this, that, and other, but I know a piece of them is there also, like, for the bugs, to see the outfits, to see what they come up with. And I mean, they even have, like, Justin, who won, he has a prop. He's got his sword. Mama Dro brought her, what is it called?
Called a scythe.
Okay. See, there you go. And I mean,
because she's for the Grim Reaper car. Yes. So obviously she had her scythe, And there's so many other people that have props. We've got
Pamela's
Chris
dressed
Beatty.
up in a blow up horse for us.
Yeah. And then Chris Beatty, I'm not entirely sure how to say his last name, his bug, he's got the Batmobile car.
Yes.
And so he has his niece, I believe, that dresses up like a Batgirl. And then his brother dresses up like the Joker, and they fight each other going down the track. And then Chris throws a t-shirt out of the top of the car, and it's so much fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It really is. So if you guys get a chance, check it out. And we have our schedules posted all over the place. But so up next is Baton Rouge and then Odessa. And then we get to take a break in Eddyville. And then isn't there a huge break between Eddyville and May? There's nothing in June.
Yes, there is.
Oh, is there? Oh, it is, yeah. Cordova. It is Cordova.
Yeah, Cordova, which is the long haul.
Yeah, I feel like, well, yeah, they're kind of all. That's another fun thing about the chaos, though, is like we go all over.
Race everywhere, all over the Midwest. And this year is super exciting because Chris is doing a race, a Nitro Chaos race in California called Chaos in California, I believe. And it's going to be in Bakersfield, California. So we're going to have, I really hope that I can somehow swing and make it out there for that one. So I can kind of get like reunited my Chaos family and my
your
West
old
Coast
stomping
family.
Grounds.
Yeah, that's, I grew up at that drag strip, so.
Well, you will have like to my, report back on that one.
Yeah, my two worlds would come together, but TBD on whether or not I can get the time off of work for that one.
I feel like you might be able to swing it. From the sounds of it, you're your boss's favorite.
Yeah, I am, actually. He told me yesterday
he told
that
me.
I was.
It's validated.
Yep,
he told me.
He didn't tell me that, so.
Do we want to dabble talk or we'll circle back around about what we've kind of discussed today, the end of the
notes.
Was
there any other points that we had?
I think we've covered all of our spotlighting the bugs, getting to know the bugs, their tricks inside and outside. I think we've hit all the main points. I just didn't know if you wanted to discuss, or maybe we should discuss off air and then come back.
Maybe we should discuss off air and okay. Then come back together.
Yeah, we can do that. Totally do.
And that,
that
way we can take a second to make all the disgusting sounds and noises that we've been holding in for the last hour.
That sounds like a plan. Okay, guys. Well, thank you for joining in and listening. And we hope you listen to all of them and you can get to know, again, on the track and off the track of these bugs and personal. And if you do listen in and you have questions that you want answered or, you know, anything along those lines, we will be announcing who we interview before we do it. So if you have questions for that specific bug or anything along those lines, again, we're on all the social media platforms, Backup Girls Official, and Emily and I will get to those quickly for you. And we hope you guys
and
stay tuned.
We're hoping to do some actual at the track content stuff as well. This past weekend was a little bit of a cluster for us. I had two cars in our pit, and
I had one and a half.
If anyone follows Chaos, the Back in Black team, everybody knows what happened. So we were a little bit busy between having a full-on Top Fuel funny car, as well as my boyfriend's car, and running the bug contest, and also getting the first race jitters out of the way. We didn't have time to do anything.
And everything started, that's another thing, is like the chaos usually, like Friday we run at what, 5 or 7?
5 and 7. 5 and 7 usually. And we started at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And then we also had like the bug breakfast and then our merch and then the content. Like we were all over the place.
We were running around all weekend.
Yeah. You had two cars. Pamela did exhibition. And then if you throw Lane in on that.
Yeah. Plus I was up till, I think it was Thursday night or Friday night. I want to say it was Thursday night. I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, that was Friday.
That was Friday night. Yeah. Friday. Helping Alex's dad put his clutch back into his car and getting all of the stuff ready for Saturday. And Saturday night we were up till 2 o'clock in the morning, not even because we were trying to stay up late working on stuff. It's just, we didn't get done running final rounds until midnight.
Yes. And that's sometimes common though with the chaos because we start so late. But
if we start late, yeah, but this weekend was just,
it was crazy.
A lot of people were having issues. It was chaos, but in the best way possible.
Yes, and I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah, I had a blast. And I know all of the special friends that we had in our pit this weekend that, you know, we had Colin and Lynn that came over from Scotland, and then Alex's nephew and his sister-in-law came out, which they usually don't come to the races. So it was super exciting to have them there and taking Bowen, which is Alex's nephew, around to see all of the race cars. And there was, funny enough, there was it was the Bowen and Mitch funny car. The guy that drives it, his last name is Bowen. And whenever we were walking through the staging lanes, he said, "Look, that's my car. It's my name."
Aww, he's such a dang cutie.
It's just super awesome to be able to bring these kids into it. You know, our next generation of drag racers and fans and people that are going to fill the spots that are left behind by people that are leaving.
Well, and that's another fun thing too about the chaos is that every ticket is a pit pass where, like, and I said, when I started out in this, I started in an NHRA, and looking back, like, I didn't see kids running in and out of pits. And
no,
I mean, my pit, especially, like, if
it's
there's
the romper room.
Oh, like, if you don't see a child in our pit, like, that's a problem. Like, yeah. Stuff gets shut down. Everybody is looking for the children. Where are they? Because they're just going from pit to pit to pit to pit. And
if they're not at your pit, you're usually calling me.
Yep.
Hey, are my kids at your pit? And nine times out of 10, they are.
Yeah. And it's the gambler kids with them. It's all of them. They just all run together. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was just saying, like, it's watching the guys work on the car, but, like, we have one, we call him Biggie. He doesn't have kids. And watching him, like, normally people would be like, get these kids out of here, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you're so used to it that it doesn't even faze them. It doesn't bother them. Like, it's
And Biggie is also, like, a 20 years older version of Lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they get along swimmingly because they're literally the same person, just like 20 years apart from each other.
Yes. Yes. So it's a very family oriented. Like I said, every ticket is a pit pass, and that's like for real though. Like I know some people may think that's just an advertisement or whatever, but you get to get in and see firsthand right up next to the car. I mean, pretty much as close as you want.
Not only do you get to, you know, come into the pits and talk to the crews and the drivers and everybody that's in the pits, but 99% of the time, unless they are like thrashing to get a motor torn apart or put back together, the drivers will sit there and take the time to talk to you or your kids and put your kid in the race car, let them take pictures in the car and sign hero cards and posters and t-shirts and whatever it is. Everybody wants to get these kids involved. And there's been, I know of two programs that have already been introduced this year to help bring kids into the sport and keep them interacted with it. So we've got the Nitro Club Kids Club that gives all the kids these bright lime green shirts so everybody knows who they are. And the whole point of it is all the drivers sign these shirts and give all these kids hero cards and t-shirts and stickers and whatever it is to keep them interested and intrigued. And I know the gambler team is starting a program like that as well called Chaos Kit, the Kids of Chaos or Chaos Kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's something similar. So everybody's trying to get kids involved and stay involved in this sport, because if we don't have new kids coming into it, then it's just slowly going to die off with us as we start to die off. So,
yep. They are the future.
They are the next generation, and we are working to build that generation to its full potential.
I love it. I'm here for it. Of course, I've got a child that's not just one car, but two cars deep into this.
Very much so.
You know, it's funny. I sit some days and I'm like, when I was younger, I knew I was going to be a mom, but I always thought I'd be like at a baseball or softball field. I knew I'd always be in a basketball court, which, oh girl, hoops it up too. But it's like, I never thought, man, I can't wait to grow up and sit at a racetrack on asphalt. Meanwhile, my other child is falling on the asphalt and scraping every inch of his body.
Occasionally breaking a bone or two.
Yeah. It's that's kind of why we call it Shit Show Lane. He literally carries the torch for us. So, okay. So we will report back on something big that we're working on. And obviously we know it's going to be awesome and successful. And we're totally excited about it. So stay tuned. We will grab a couple bugs from Baton Rouge and get those interviews underway.
We've got some big stuff coming that's going to pretty much involve every single crew in the Chaos Pits. And we're super excited to be able to bring that. We just got to finalize the details a little bit. And as soon as that happens, everybody will know about it. And we can't wait for y'all to hear about it. And just make sure if y'all have any questions that you want us to answer or specific people that you want us to interview at the track, you know, reach out to either me and Bonnie personally or reach out to us on the bug page. Like we said before, any and all social media is at Backup Girls Official. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Bonnie is usually a little bit better at responding than I am because I work full time, but
we're
pretty good about getting back to people quickly.
100% on that. But we also, you know, we love our fans, so we're here for you guys as well. So make sure you guys tune in, and thanks for listening again, and we will see you guys soon.
All at the track.